Were you disappointed there was such a long wait?
I mean, I definitely expect to go higher, but, you know, okay, I'll be lying if I said I wasn't a little disappointed, but now it's over, now it's behind me, now I just got to play football.
Did you talk to Deshaun Kizer yet?
Yeah, he just called me right before you guys called me. I had to hang up on him because you guys were calling me, but he's excited. I'm excited.
What went into your decision to come out early?
My goal as a young kid has been to play in the NFL for a long time, so I felt like I was ready to play in the NFL, and, you know, it's just a matter of pursuing my goals and weighing the pros and cons.
What did the draft board tell you your draft range would be?
From when I came out as a junior? Like NFL?
Yeah.
Said fourth round.
How excited was Deshaun when you were talking with him?
He was excited. He was stoked, you know. We had great connections when we played together, and, you know, now we're back on the same team, so it's good for me, you know, knowing a friendly face. Having a friend on the team already, it's great.
What's the story behind your first name?
It comes from the word equanimity, which means level calm, level-headed, stuff like that, good in pressure.
How do you pronounce that name?
Equanimity.
So is that a good description of your personality, or did you have to grow up and turn into that guy because of your name, or what?
Yeah, it's a good description of my personality, but I think it comes with just playing football. And being an older brother, you know, I have to control my temper a little more because I got two younger brothers, so I got to be the grown up, you know. So I think it's part of growing up, playing football, and being an older brother to two younger brothers.
You have a nickname?
EQ.
What would you say the best part about your game is?
I don't know if I was just one best part, but probably I've playmaking ability.
How did you spend your time today, especially trying to limit maybe the frustration of falling further than you thought in the draft? And how much does that disappointment kind of fuel your motivation here?
It definitely fueled me more than I thought it would. You know, so I'm definitely ready to start playing some cleats, start playing football. Like, I've never been so ready for anything in my life.
How did you spend the day today waiting for this call?
Yeah, I was in the living room with my family, watching it, and some friends.
Talk about your decision to go to Notre Dame and how that prepared you for this moment today.
Yeah, Notre Dame is a great institution, great football team. They definitely prepared me for the next level. And definitely come from California. It definitely helps, you know, getting out of your comfort zone and playing in the Midwest because you never know where you end up. And thankfully, I ended up in Green Bay, so worked out for the best.
What are your thoughts on having Aaron Rodgers throw balls to you?
I'm excited. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the league, in my opinion. Not the greatest, so I'm real excited. You know, he makes receivers look good, so it's definitely going to be a great time.
What was it like to go from playing with a second-round pick at quarterback to someone who's not a second-round pick? And how do you think you handled that transition?
It's just adjustment, you know. You got to adjust to a new offense. Like, I'm about to adjust to Green Bay. So you just got to adjust, adapt, you know. It happens in football. So you can't control things, but I think I handled it pretty well. We won games, and that was the main goal for our team.
The Packers had drafted two other receivers already today. What do you think of the competition ahead of you?
Competition only makes people better, especially me. So I'm not worried about it. It comes with the game.
Any other game from your college career you feel best exemplifies what you can do in the NFL?
Yeah, I'd probably say, shoot. Off the top of my head, probably Stanford from 2017, Texas 2016.
What league did you play at? And do you sort of feel like your frame can carry more, or is this probably what you'll be at through
Yeah, I played around 203, probably. I'm probably like around 218 right now, and I ran fast at the combine, so I feel good. My muscles are strong. I could definitely carry more.
How did you get? Was it a conscious decision to get up in that weight, or was it because you were able to work out more constantly?
Yeah, it was conscious. Yeah, I wanted to gain more weight, get stronger, get faster, just get physically better. So the weight is all muscle, so it just made me a better athlete all around.
With your dad's background, was it a challenge growing up not getting too strong?
No, I don't think he'd be too strong. I don't think he'd be too strong. Stronger the better, faster the better.
How about as far as being too bulky where you can't move him? Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Oh, so you mean getting too big?
Yeah.
You don't want to be able not to move. So I don't think I'll ever have that problem getting too big. But yeah, it depends on the position too, I think.
Can you give us a glimpse into what it was like growing up for you? I'm reading here you're fluent in German and French, and just what was it like being a kid in your family?
To me and my brothers, it was normal. We still had time to do all the fun activities with our friends. You know, I had a lot of time to hang out with my friends, plenty of friends. But we just got our work done first, you know, with my mom, education, like with education, and my dad athletically. But we always figured a way to fit everything into our days and still have a lot of free time.
How old were you when you lived in France and Germany?
How old were you when you lived in France and Germany?
I used to go to Germany every summer after high school, and then I lived in Paris in fifth grade.
Did you say fifth grade?
Yeah, fifth grade.
You mentioned getting stronger. What other parts of your on-field game do you feel you need to improve?
I mean, I'm getting better at everything. I think, you know, going from college to NFL, you got to get better at every part of the game. You can't just stay the same or let some parts of your game stay the same. You got to get better everywhere. You know, it's a whole new level of competition. So I've been getting ready for that.
Can you please talk about your time with DeShone Kizer at quarterback when you two were playing together at Notre Dame?
Yeah. No, it was great. He's a great quarterback. Did great things in the league. He's still going to do great things. So we'll definitely be hanging out a lot. And, you know, he's going to be showing me the ropes and probably be like a little mentor for me at Green Bay.